For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be proud to be a damn New York Jet. Right now, I don't see it. I'm proud to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm proud to be this guy. I'm proud to be that guy. How about be proud to be a frickin' New York Jet? Where's the passion for it? And I think that starts from the top as a damn head coach. I know this kid's thrown in there. He's way above his head. I get it. And is it hard as hell to be a D coordinator and a head coach? You're damn right it is, okay? But, I mean, where is it? I'm worried about units. You know, my units play. I always hear, well, our defense plays great. But it's our team. And by the way, if you're that damn good, then win the damn game yourself.
Rex Ryan, ranting about the Jets. Be proud to be a New York Jet. I mean, that seems like a heavy lift. You gotta be honest.
Yeah.
The franchise history, yeah. It's tough.
It sounds like someone's screaming to be proud to be like a Buffalo Sabre.
Easy. It's game day.
I saw some comparisons between the two yesterday.
The two longest droughts in sports.
They're the exact same, right? 13 years. Yeah. Who's more likely to break it right now? Jets or Sabres?
The Jets. I think the Jets are still alive. In a good, not that the Sabres aren't. But
2-5 versus 2-4-1 in an 82-game season.
Yep.
I might say the Sabres are more likely. They got more time to...
The Jets
make
have
it up here.
The next six games for the Jets are Patriots, Texans, Cardinals, Colts, Seahawks, Dolphins. I bet they go 4-2.
And then they'll be 6-7.
Yep.
And still needing to be almost perfect down the stretch. It'll be tough. It'll be tough. The math is tough, I think.
I don't know about... Then they play the Jaguars, Rams, Bills, and Dolphins.
Yeah.
Like nine and eight is in their... Whatever. I think it's possible.
All right. 9-8, and they'll need tiebreakers then, probably.
Maybe. I mean, the AFC is not good. The Broncos are in a playoff spot.
The Broncos, though, the difference there might be that the Jets' defense is not elite anymore, and the Broncos' defense is.
Right. The Jets' defense is a lot of reputation right now.
Yeah.
And not, you know, like all hat, no cattle.
I don't think they're bad, but they also... When do you see the Pittsburgh Steelers score 37 points? Ever. Like, I don't think the Jets' defense is bad, but... That was a bad performance on Sunday. Like, they're capable of that, allowing Pickens to just dog walk them on giant plays down the field. I don't know. I don't know what they're great at right now.
Yeah. Tua is set to return. He's going to practice this week. He said he's not going to wear the Guardian cap.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of information on the Guardian cap. We'll get a call in here in one moment. That does it help? Maybe.
There's no data on it.
The league cites some studies that say that it does help. Of course, the league is interested in making it seem like you can do more to prevent concussions, and if you decide not to, that's on you. There's not a whole ton of evidence from the Guardian cap. And again, there's Guardian cap for linemen versus quarterbacks. You know, they're not all taking the same kind of hits.
Uh-huh.
So if he doesn't want to wear it, it's his prerogative. I might think he should. Taylor Rapp's decided to wear it. I can't think of a reason not to wear it.
That's the thing, right? Like, it is possible that it doesn't really help. It's not possible that it hurts.
I saw a little bit about maybe the way that the head would move. Like, let's say you are in a pileup of players. Now you have a bigger helmet than the normal size helmet. Your head might be restricted. I don't know. Side effects, yada, yada, yada. It's just it's not as slam dunk as maybe some make it out to be. You should wear it.
Okay.
But I'd probably still wear it myself.
Taylor Rapp's wearing it right now.
Yeah.
Right. And Taylor Rapp is like the biggest hitter on the Bills. He flies around with his head a lot. So there's no data on it. That's also what they're doing now, right? Like, they're going to be watching the players that are wearing it now and trying to figure that out. So in 2 years, there will be data.
Colin in Kentucky is joining us on the phones. Good morning, Colin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, kind of putting all of these discussions together about injuries and about, you know, looking ahead maybe to the playoffs, I'm kind of wondering if the Bills are in a position where it looks like they've got the division sewed up, or you know, maybe they've even clinched the division, and then it's a question of chasing down the one seed. If the one seed is, like, technically a possibility, but it seems very remote, and you've got a couple of weeks left in the season, and you've clinched your division, is it really worth, in your mind, kind of chasing down a very remote possibility of getting the one seed? Or do you think it makes more sense to just kind of start to rest your players and think, gosh, like, look around the league, look at all of these injuries that teams are facing. Wouldn't it be smarter to just go into the playoffs as healthy as possible? I mean, I think back to that Chiefs game that I was at the divisional round, and we were just decimated on defense. And imagine if we were fully healthy with weeks of rest in advance of the playoffs. You know, how do you kind of balance that? What are your thoughts on trying to balance, you know, seeding versus trying to rest your starters and be as healthy as possible for the playoffs?
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Well, last year, remember, they had to run the table to win the division and get into the playoffs and host the playoff game. And in those last two games, they lost a bunch of players. I mean, lost players in the Miami game. They lost players in the playoff game against Pittsburgh. Is that where Terrell Bernard got hurt? Was the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah.
Gabe Davis got hurt in Miami, or was it the week before?
Miami, I think.
Okay. So, like, you lost important players down the stretch because you needed to fight to get in. The only thing I would say about your scenario is the two seed still would matter to them. You're still going to – you're guaranteed – let's say you're saying the division is locked up. I don't think they want to be the four. They want home playoff game. And let's be real about it, too. Like, you might go for the two or the three or the four. If Kansas City's the one.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If they lose their first game to a tough opponent, then you host the AFC Championship game. In 13 seconds, the Bills were going to host the AFC Championship game because they were going to win on the road, and the one seed had lost, Tennessee. So if they're in a spot where there's nothing to gain, I certainly would want them to rest some of their players, but I don't know how likely that really is, because the two versus the four is very different.
Yeah. The one, though, for like the rest point, you'd want the one. I mean, in that hypothetical, if they're the one seed last year, let's say they were, one thing changes, the Denver game. I actually don't know how much they missed the one seed by. Was it a game? Was it two games? They ended up as the two seed. But let's say the Denver kick, there weren't 12 men on the field, and they still beat the Dolphins in week 18, and they're the one seed. Well, guess what? Terrell Bernard plays against the Chiefs.
Last year, Baltimore was the one seed at 13-4. So they were not within a game.
They were not within a game. So you would have needed two things to be
right. They would have needed two more games.
Yeah.
And yes, what did Baltimore do? Baltimore rested in week 17, slash 18, sorry. Baltimore rested in week 18 and let Pittsburgh win, and that's how Pittsburgh got in the playoffs. Then Baltimore rested in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So the Ravens got 2 weeks because they had clinched it and locked it up.
Yeah. But Baltimore would less say, not knowing their roster off like the back of my hand, I think would less say that they lost that Chief game because they had a bunch of injuries, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
The Bills, you would get quicker to saying they lost that Chief game because they were down to their fourth-string linebacker. And again, the hypothetical I laid out, if they were the one seed and you don't play the wild card game, that's 80 less snaps that all of your defensive starters have to play that they could all be injured on. So that's an element of rest, too. Terrell Bernard plays the Chief game if they're the one seed last year. And how minute it might be, like, they're not the favorite right now. They're plus 900 to be the one seed this year at FanDuel, which equates to 10%. So it's not likely by any means, but it's not like it's this 1% thing that they're chasing. Like, there are four teams that are in it right now by the odds. Like, there are four teams that could be the one seed. You're just going to need the Chiefs to stumble a couple times here.
MVP, the weekly MVP conversation. What do they do with one, Mahomes, who's still the favorite?
Is he really?
I can't make anyone make sense of that. That if they were to, if the Chiefs were to play this way the whole season and get the one, and he gets the MVP, then they would need to redefine the MVP the same way they just redefined the comeback player of the year.
This is where I might want to differentiate, though, between who's the favorite right now and who would win today if the season was over. I don't think Mahomes would win if the season ended today.
That's probably right.
I think this is a bet on. He's going to start putting up better numbers. He's going to figure it out. And they're already 6-0, so the likelihood that the team's success is going to come in concert with that is already lining up.
Okay, so maybe you have people that are betting that are playing the game.
A little bit.
Which is, they'll probably trade for a receiver. Maybe that's DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Deontay Johnson. They're going to need more receiver help. And yes, he'll...
He's not going to... he's not going to end the year with more picks than touchdowns.
You would think. What would they do with Baltimore? Because Derrick Henry's on pace to break the rushing record now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just get 2,000.
2,100, right?
But break the rushing record. And Lamar is playing very well. Lamar, 5 touchdowns last night. When you have a two-headed monster like that, in theory, you can't be the MVP.
Yeah.
You've got two of you.
This also, too, I'm looking now. It depends where you look. Mahomes... I'm looking at a list that has it broken down by book. There are a couple books that have Mahomes as the favorite. There are a couple that have Lamar Jackson as the favorite. And there's one that has Allen, Mahomes, and Jackson all tied.
Okay. You know who deserves probably more run out of that?
Who?
Goff.
Yes. I would agree with that, I think.
If the Lions' offense continues to cook the way that it is, and they are the favorite in the NFC, and they win the toughest division... Like, Goff should be getting more run there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mahomes.
Do you want to know something about Goff that's been incredible? Like, can a tiger change its stripes? Mm. One thing about Goff is new right now. You could chalk this up to coaching, surrounding talent, lots of things. He used to be a quarterback that all you had to do was get pressure on him. He was going to melt.
Yeah.
He's the number one quarterback in the NFL under pressure right now.
Okay.
It's changed.
Yeah.
They have answers for him. He's been very, very good. So anyway, we'll see. Allen, I like Allen's chances.
Well, because like if Mahomes does continue to have, if his season looks exactly the way it does the rest of the way, maybe I shouldn't be so confident that he wouldn't win it. Maybe he would. If they're the one seed and he has pedestrian numbers, like would they still give it to him? Maybe they would. They might give more credibility to, hey, look how good he's doing without any weapons.
Yeah.
But that'll feel backwards. Allen fans and Bills fans will be, I think, very upset by that because it will be, hey, wait a minute. You are ignoring the turnovers for Mahomes, but you didn't want to do that for Allen? What was the number one thing referenced for Josh Allen in the offseason when there was the straw polls by executives, right, in the player poll, overrated? What was the only thing that was ever mentioned?
Turned
the ball over too much.
Yep.
And then the moment Mahomes turns the ball over too much, like, guys, it doesn't really matter.
803-0550, if you want to call us, give us a ring. Lindy Ruff, top of the hour. Howard picks the Bills next hour as well. Sabres game night, Sabres and Stars at KeyBank Center. And you can, of course, hear the game here on WGR.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.